that will then proceed by getting a presentation from committee support in terms of what was presented by members. I would also want to just check if we have got all members or to have sufficient numbers to proceed.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, Chair, we have sufficient numbers to proceed. Thank you.
Okay. Maybe just before we even start presenting those lists, I have two things. Firstly, relates to the EFF. As a creative, we do not receive any, would then proceed on the basis that they are clear with what has been presented. Do we have any feedback from the side of the EFF?
No, Chair, I haven't received anything. I've been trying to contact them, but I've been unsuccessful, Chair.
Okay. So, but because there was agreement, even on their side, that we proceed. So we'll proceed as that. I think the second issue would relate to the appeal matter that we clarified. And I want to confirm that I have received an appeal letter, which needs to be considered and also looked at by legal before we make the adoption later this evening when we reconvene. So that will be from Mr. Matheson, the same person would have complained to Honorable Colabana. So I can say I have received that as I was about to start the meeting. Having gone through it, as I say, we just need to verify some of the facts raised, because from the email it would appear that he refers to making contact with Mr. Ngoma, who is giving support to the Section 194 Committee. As you have been forwarded with the advert, the paragraph on the advert that talks to making contacts is quite clear that you make contacts with Ms. Portia Ndabeni for communication in relation to the advert. So as I say, we just have to get some of the facts, but it's important to place it on record that post the meeting, then an appeal would have been made. And therefore, by the time we get to the meeting, we would have looked at all the facts and then present that and for the committee to make a decision. I'm leaving it at that because we had already agreed on principle that those who would have applied and meet the cut-off date who are within the current board would have been anyway considered for shortlisting on the basis that there would be no justification on them not meeting what the nation would require of them as they were appointed on the same legislation. So that's the two points I thought I should start with, so we don't have anything from the FF that agreed unless the Honourable member from the EFF, now that you have joined, whether you have new information, but the information we received was that there was no submission made to the committee support post the our agenda meeting, which started at 10. May I start with you first, just to check if there's new information to be submitted, or we proceed as agreed.
Thanks, Chairperson. Greetings to the members again. We agreed, we proceed as we have agreed. Thanks, Chair. There is nothing that we are going to submit.
Thank you. So with that having been said, honorable members, but now give over to committee support, whoever is going to present the spreadsheet to do so, and then we can take up the discussion.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair and the rest of the members. The spreadsheet has indeed been put together and consolidated. But in my letter, I will just go, you know, into what has been presented, you know, in front of the members and the different color codes, just to explain, you know, where there's, you know, similarities and what different colors basically means. If you do allow, Chair, but in my letter.
Okay, as Mr. Malika will do this, as I said, just keep in mind the principle that we are agreed upon. So as you speak to names, please do indicate if you are talking to current serving members of the board that have reapplied, so that we can also clear that part and get to the other names as such. Please proceed.
I thank you, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. As you see in front of you, I hope it's visible to everyone else, is the spreadsheet that we usually prepare after such undergoing such a process. I'd like to firstly indicate that the colour in green, the first column that I'm pointing on, is all the names as read out by Honourable Mthembu on behalf of the ANC. And the blue, likewise, it's the DA. The EFF, as the chair has indicated, has not presented its names. And then it's the IFP and the other parties, which obviously were not around. The other issue I wanted to clear out on the chair was that candidate number 103 and some is also is the same candidate as number 4. And it's probably an oversight, Honourable Chair, but in number 4 is written as Miss Sandika, whereas in 103 is written as Miss Dyer, S. Dyer, so the same person. The last one is towards Honourable Miss Mthembu, who had indicated that candidate Miss Kweyakushu was number 62, whereas in the actual list is number 61. And I just wanted to put that out there to start with, Honourable Chair. Then we'll go on to the key on the right-hand side of the screen. This key is actually a representation of the nominees that appear on all the lists. For instance, the green colour code on the numbers, as you can see, would be the color way of a candidate that is represented by all three parties. Candidates that appear on the DA and ANC list are marked with a yellow. Candidates that appear on both the list of the IFP and the ANC are marked color gray. And the candidates that appear on the list of the DA and IFP are marked brown, if you call it. I'm kind of colorblind. So I'll leave it at that, Chair. So as you will notice, for candidates that appear for all the parties is four of them. The first one being number 95, and that will be Dr. Rene Horn. My memory is a bit tingly after the state capture stuff, so I may not remember all the names of the current seven members, but I think Dr. Horn is one of them. And then candidate number 92, which is Nombisa Baji, candidate, the one I was speaking about, 103-04, that it is Sadika Daya. Yes, Sandika Daya. And then now candidate number 37, and that is Mr. Jack Palani. The ANC and DA had 6 candidates in common, and that's candidate number 7, Ms. Stimpel, candidate 12, that's Advocate Chipanyane, candidate 97, Mr. Green, candidate number 38, Prof. Kruger, candidate number 118, Mr. Tsedu, and candidate number 22, that is Mr. Kaba. The ANC and IFP Honorable Chair had the most numbers. I think it's got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 candidates in common. The first one being Mr. Ramukumba, and then it's Ms. Mhlala Mlaudzi, whom I believe is still on the board.
Could you give us the numbers?
I'm sorry. It's the list between the ANC and the IFP is number 1, Mr. Ramukumba, is number 6, Ms. Mhlala Mlaudzi, number 57, which is Mr. Maimela, number 13, Mr. Zamisa, number 48 is Mr. Zita, number 58, Mr. Muhuba, number 83, Ms. Nda, number 76, is Ms. Mutawu, number 25, is Mr. Fagude, and number 5, which is Ms. Mabela. There was only one common name between the DA and the IFP, and that's Ms. Mahubeni. I thank you, Chair, and apologies, I couldn't indicate all the members of the board. Like I said, my mind is a bit jittery. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Maliga. If you can just take a bit up. Yeah, I just wanted to check because I want the ANC first to confirm that on the ANC list, the last person would have been 28, Prof. Kruger, France.
Honourable Chair, I've just inserted the names there.
Yes, then that would be a similar name with that of the DA.
Am I right that Prof. Kruger is on your list twice? Third from the bottom and then...
Yes,
okay, got it.
So I was saying that just to check if it's captured, it was read last by the ANC, so it's now there. So I just want to be sure it's the same list that they put up. So that would be a repetition, so we can move that there. So can I then check first the ANC to confirm the names? And the DA to do the same. That these are the names as you put them.
Honorable. I just want to confirm the names. These are the names from the ANC. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Colabinet.
I'm just checking through as we speak. I've now put them in alphabet in numerical order, but there are 20 there. Yes. So that's my list. Thank you.
Yeah, the Honourable Joseph from the IFPP.
Chairperson, Ms. Majozi submitted an apology. She says her phone battery died, so she was unable to connect to the meeting.
Okay, but I take it that that would have been the names that been noted. Just for us to be able to move, as I said, there have been arguments. So if you can just next to these names indicate Mr. Malika that number six would be the current study. Which is the current deputy chair. Number 57, Maimela David, current member. Alan Jack, current member. Dr. Romeo, current member. Cooper, Candid 98, so May was 95, Jack was 37, my mother was 57, like I said, then 98 would be Cooper. So those 98 Cooper. So those would be like your serving members. So I'm raising this so that in your color coding you would talk about that in those names would have been agreed upon by all parties. There's not been objection on principle that that's what we look at. And then look at also the other names. So having taken those names out, can we then go back again and look at those that are common in all the three lists? Can we look at those that may be common in all after you've taken those out?
I think it's only two of them that are with your permission, because the others are covered under the current serving. So it's only 103, which is Dyer, and 92, which is Miss Pachi, sorry.
Okay, so yeah, we want you to put it properly like the others. Yeah, that takes us to about the number now.
There's seven currently, Chair.
Okay. All right.
Chairperson, if I may.
Yes.
I'm looking on my list. I was quite sure I had said number four, Sandika Dyer. And I don't see that on the list. Am I missing it?
Ms. Sandika. The other way.
Did I, perhaps not, yes. That's what I've got. Is that the one that we've got backwards?
Yes.
Okay. So, I thought it was number...
Four. Yes.
I've got D. Sandika. Okay. I didn't put the list down, so it was just written incorrectly. Sorry. I was looking madly for Dyer and I couldn't find it. Thank you.
No.
You did point that out. It was just, it's been a long couple of...
That's fine. Can we then look between the majority party and the main opposition? I'm not very close to put it like that. Can we look at what is common between the MS and the DA? So we'll debate the names after. We just have to propose. So this excludes the ones that please host, I'm still chatting, so don't mute me. So I saw muted by the host. We'll then look at the ANC and the IFC.
Chair, am I correct that number 38 was left off of the ANCDA list, Professor Kruger? We both have him on our lists. It's in yellow or orange, whatever color it is.
Yes, number 38. It's on both. On the ANCDA list. Number 38, Prof. Kruger.
Yes. Through you, Honorable Chair, remember number 38 is sitting on the current seven board members, so it may not be on this other.
No. We're talking about Franz Kruger, not Kruger. Kruger is what is in all. It's fine, but Kruger is on both.
Hayi bo ndiphizalo lichilo nje.
Uh, Honourable Chair, through you, these names between that are common between ANC and IFP don't appear in the current serving of the common all parties. They stand alone.
I didn't hear you.
Oh, and I was just saying that the common names between ANC and IFP stand as is. They don't appear anywhere else either on the current standing on the common parties, but they stand as is.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, if I'm mistaken, STIC would be in the current serving, 57. Okay. Then we get to the DA IFP. So we can, if we can just look, honourable members, I'm trying to guide the meeting so that if there's argument on certain points, we do not really need to belabor that much. If we were to agree that the first set about current serving, there's an agreement, and then we have also the other names that are common to all parties, like it was clarified, 103 and number 4 is the same name, so there's agreement on that we have those that it's then you have the you can do a calculation there.
I think we're up to 21 in all, Chair.
What? I was saying that if we then agree on the 21 as the names that have been at least appearing in the side, that would then leave us with the remainder of the numbers to complete, and we may take up a discussion on those and be able to make persuasions to each other in that scope, if the meeting so agrees. That those that there's been a sense of agreement, or we proceed with those, and we'll have a discussion on the names that may be left out, of course, considering the principles of whether the non-racial aspect is looked at, the question about women, just that we are not putting the names so that we also see the other numbers, or whether we do not have a situation where it's male dominance, and whether the young people that are given space, but and of course the experience would be catered for as you look at those current serving, but also new ideas as you bring in new people. So that's what I would like to present before you, members, so that I don't move along. Just to get a sense that there's agreement on the 21 in the way we have characterized it, and therefore can deal with the remainder of the names, looking at persuasion.
Agreed, Chair.
As I said. Any different view?
Agreed, Chair. No different view.
Okay. So can you just give probably just about 5 minutes for the team to just indicate the names and then the gender and so on? Are you? Marika.
Apologies, Chair.
Yes, yes, I was checking if you are done with the cross-referencing so that you do not make one person outside of male and female situation. I saw that happening. So now I show about having verified them.
Yes, Chair, I just checked with Dr. Manubi. I think we have it right. It's 9 females and 12 males out of the 21, Chair.
Yes. With that having been said, I know it's very difficult when you get two numbers pressed with time and maybe a need to consult further. It makes it also quite difficult when you also have a member who has presented names from the party who can't be published. In this case, I'm referring to also Honorable Majozi, who's experiencing network challenges or power outage as a result of load shedding, which is a similar thing I have here. I want to make a proposal on how we probably would take this. That we allow you to consult with each other on this. With the numbers that we have, to get to 36, if my calculation is correct, will be 15 that you need to work on. Right? And the EFF, in this case, supports any names that come through, but will still give you space to speak on just the principles, even if you don't have a name. But instead of again making it a long discussion, we allow you to prioritize the names, of course, proportional to your size in the remaining 15. But of course, taking into account that some aspects of non-racial would have been addressed to some of the people that have been brought in already, as well as, of course, the gender is not balancing. that from that 15, you are looking at 2 females extra in terms of what you'd submit as a minimum in the 15. So that at the end, when you look at the 36, we strive for 50-50 so that we put that into practice. Of course, we do that without compromising the skills you need in the ethics. So if you can agree on that, that you work along those lines, and that from the remaining names that you have, you are able to put a proposal on your priority now, names, in that way, because at the time of presentation, as one member would have said, it was not in a particular order, but just the names as you would want to forward them. So I want to suggest that at least between now and 5-2, that you give a sense of feedback. Look at the names. If you need to make quick consultations, you do that, but we look at that proportional. I'm not sure if content advisors could advise members on what that proportional would mean in the 15 space available, and the members could work on that. Unless members have got another way of dealing with the remaining seats now that we've had agreements on this. So whatever proposal, voting be the last option. Otherwise, we still do well in persuading each other to get fair representation, if one has to put it in that way. So I'm putting that as a proposal, unless there's an alternative proposal that members would want to put on the table. Is that fair? Or am I kicked out already?
Okay, I have my hand up. I can hear you.
I can't see the hand. Sorry, Honorable.
That's fine.
Honorable Mutimbo, and then Honorable Kolabana. You said your hand was up before.
Yes, it is up. Okay. I didn't realize you couldn't see it.
Honorable Mutimbo after that. Yes, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, Chair, I'm looking through the candidates that I have left. Left over, in other words, not already included.
Yes.
And a couple of them jump out at me. I think we have a young, 35-year-old woman who I think might suit what we're looking for. I'm just scrolling down for the number here. Yes, number 93, Joy Nwabisa Matyumsa. She's 35, experience with multi-choice foundations, various youth formations, and I just thought we haven't perhaps considered the youth representation yet. So I'm just mentioning that one for consideration. Is this the sort of process you're looking to follow?
Yes, Honourable Member. It's just a name you are adding that
yes.
May have not been considered. But what I was saying now is that probably let's agree and look at the proportionality you put priority names, taking into account this part that would need to bring in more women up. If young, it's even better. I've seen that on the list. There's already young man, not woman, in the 30s. So I'm just saying it's not a point lost, but if we can put it in the context of what we're putting on the table, that use the period just to prioritize the names you would want considered. Within that 15, of course, proportional. I'd ask content advisors to just help us with the figures quickly so that they send those yourselves on the group immediately. Then you can come back. I was just doing this also to give you space to consult because some of the names you might be given, put them forward through groupings and so on. That's of interest, but you would have a chance to just do a quick consultation, come back at 5-2, so that we are taking that time. And I don't want us to be late to connect to the house, given the items that are on the table. So that was the proposal I was putting forward, so that there is a sense of consultation if you need to just consult on a few that are left to fill the 15th page. As I said, I was just avoiding that we do it by majority decisions, but we still have to persuade. I think we're doing well in that form. I hope I answered you, Honorable Kolabana, so that I give to Honorable Mutembo.
You have indeed. Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable Mutembo?
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Actually, I wanted to make that proposal that you made on the table. To just quickly consult and then come back with the names. If we may be given maybe 5 minutes, I know that time is against us, but 5 minutes, I think it will be okay.
Okay. So you can then break to your caucus and come back. Fine. Thank you. The sitting now. We're almost in the time for the sitting. Can we get back? Honorable Kolabanat?
Chair, I've gone through and I think I've got three people here who would bring great benefit to the board. May I name them? Is that the process you would like?
Yes.
One would be the lady I mentioned, the young lady of City 5. Her number is 93. So it's Joy Matyumza. That's 93. Then there is an actual broadcaster, which I don't think we've included thus far, very experienced in broadcasting communications, newspapers, advertising and marketing. So I think that would give huge expertise to the board. It's number 59. It's a person called Lance Rothschild. And the last one I considered, which I think is not included as well, is an arts expert. And that is number 14. And it is Mr. Marchiva Mochronyane. Moshwanyane, number 14. I think those would bring expertise that that perhaps we haven't considered. Thank you.
Okay. They are also trying to indicate if it's a female or a male. Honorable Mtemu.
Thank you, Chair. I think I've got 8 names here. It's Kubule Mbeki, Kate Makwanya, Halima Muhoba, Lumko Mdimde, Nomazulu Uda, Oscar Van Herden, Palisa Kadi, and ZK Matthews, the last one. I think these are names that we are adding.
Okay, honorable members, if you can quickly repeat the candidate number. I see that the content advisors want to check that so that they cross-reference with what they have. Let's start with you, Honorable Alice Mutengo, whilst you are on the platform to do that. Just repeat the candidate numbers.
Unfortunately, Chair, as I was writing down the names, picking them, I didn't write the numbers. Let's
start then with the numbers on Kola Barnett.
Chair, I believe I did read the names. 93 is Joy Makizumba. It's Makizumba, yeah, the 35-year-old. That was number 93. And the other two were 14, Mr. Monshiwa Moshanyane, the arts expert. And the last, what was the other one? Sorry, I was by it on my screen. I beg your pardon.
I got 14.
I had three of them. Oh. Now, why have I got 14 for both of them? Oh, Joy is number 93. And the arts expert is 14, correct? And I thought I had one more. Where did the broadcasting guy go?
If I may check and assist, it's number 59 for lines something.
Yes, I'm looking for it here. What on earth did I do with it? 59, yes.
Okay, so 59, 14, 93.
Right. That's it. Yeah, I think those would be the best off my list.
All right, let me get back to the Honorable Alice Mutengo. As you call the numbers, I'll just indicate I see them.
Not all the numbers, Chair, but Oscar Van Herden is number 107.
Yes.
Norma Zulunda is number 83.
Yes.
Kate McQuine is number
85. Yes.
I'm just still checking the others.
Not us, I'll call the name because we're pressed for the house sitting now.
Lungom Tinde.
Number 77.
Halima Mahuba.
Number 58.
Pali Sakadi.
Pali Sakadi, 52.
ZK Matthews.
I don't see that. In the long list, you'll be able to pick that up because my phone now is up and down. I took the screen at the time. So, but it's, they would be able to find that.
Yes.
What's the number?
The number is 82. For Mr. Zedki Matthew, please.
Number 82.
Okay.
Are they 8 now? Lumkom Dimbe?
Yes, yes, there.
Okay, I think they are all in all.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Where does that take us to, content advisors? In numbers?
It's about 11, Chair, if I may. Additional members, names that have been added, it's about 11. That's 3 from DA and 8 from additional from the AFSB.
Yes,
so
okay, and I've indicated that we may have challenges with regard to the IFP side. So we're left with 4 spaces, but where does it put us in terms of gender balance now?
We'll have to do a quick assessment on that, Chair, in terms of the gender balance.
No, I'm just saying from the names you got, we knew what was the situation. It was we're sitting at 12, 9, isn't it?
Oh, correct, yes.
Yes, so I'm just saying, now where does it put us?
If I may check, Chair, Kubule, number 62.
Yes.
I'm just checking whether Mbekubule is there, number 62.
Yes, the name would have been, you would have called the name, yes. And
okay. Thank you.
We just are doing a quick check on the gender balance, Chair.
Chair.
So did you also capture, yes, Honourable Colabanas?
Chair, I've got two people here with specific skills. If there's...
Yeah, I'll give you...
You're looking at numbers.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just looking at the numbers.
Sure.
I'm just checking also if you've got chart 76 that Honourable Mkhimbo raised. Then I can get you Honourable Colabanas. You said you had...
Yes, thank you. Looking through what might be needed, there's an expert here on digital and telecommunications experience. Which I think might be lacking there. It's number 80, Mr. Paris Mashile. And there's another one that brings expertise in other areas that might be lacking, and areas of labor, business, and finance, which I think may be equally important. That's 105, Zwelihle Mabanjwa. Yes.
That's about two males, so we should start somewhere.
Yes, I'm fresh out of females.
So that's fine. We'll see how the numbers work out. We are asking them to look at females. I think they deposited quite a number of females. Mr. Malika, your hand was up.
Yes, Honourable Chair, I'll be corrected if I'm wrong, but the ANC's new list has three females, and with the addition of the one from DA, there'd be four females, which makes it 13 females.
It can't be.
No, I'm saying from the ANC.
Yes.
I have three females, Honourable Chair.
Okay, let's go with it. Like I said, number 76, Ria Rabetso Mutahu will be female. One.
Okay,
so Mamazulu Muta, number 83, will be female. That's two. Kate Kwanya will be female, 85. That's three. Palista Kadi will be female. That's four,
right? Yeah, I think you got it right, Chair.
You got it right. I missed the number 26.
But so that's like four. And then from the initial one, the DA groups two.
It will be 13 females, Chair.
13. Yes, and then the males are, with the two now that have been added, the males are?
The ANC list alone is three males. It's number 82, ZK Mass News, number 58, Mr. Mukuba, and number 77, Mr. Lumko Chide, and number 107, Mr. Dr. Fanierde. So it's four. That's from the ANC.
Okay.
And from the DA would be 1, 2, 3, 4 as well, Chair.
So we are unable to get women. Is that what we are complicating? And the IFP, we do not know what their suggestions are on their list as we speak. Right? Yeah, because the House will be sitting, and the majority of us will be in the committee. Because the list can be published before the committee approves of it. And this committee has got an item in the House. So I wanted to really make a suggestion so that we do not come up with a list that doesn't make sense at all. If we can't get the 50-50, at least we must really strive that the gap is closed.
May I ask what number, how many in total we are up to?
36. Yes.
We said initially around 35, did we not?
No. We're working on 36.
Yes, I'm saying we were aiming somewhere between 35 and 40. So
yeah, 36 minus 4, yes.
Okay. So look, you know, if those people went forward, it doesn't mean that, you know, that the final board is only 12 people. You might pick 12 women out of there. So I don't think this necessarily, the final list has to be any kind of percentage of anything. We have youth experience, expertise in all sorts of areas, men and women, and young and old. So I think, are we not more or less covered to go forward to the process where the final choice will be made?
No, whilst I agree with that, it's also important the impression you create to society that we do take this part about women quite seriously. But even as we do shortlisting, you are leveling the playing field even in terms of numbers to compete. So that was what informed that approach. But we are dealing with the reality now that we may have number issues there. So can we just get to know total number as we speak, Mr. Malika, before I give to Honorable Ntenu?
Yes, Honourable Chair, first, go ahead.
No, Mr. Malika.
Oh, sorry, I said that okay, so Honourable Chair, we are up to 31, if I'm not mistaken, according to my list. Dr. Mdube can confirm.
Dr. Mdube?
I think it's 21 plus the new 14, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We have new 14, so it's additional 14 on the 21, from what I've counted. So it's about 35, actually.
Yeah, we're sitting at 35. Like I was saying, we'll probably look at just trying to close the gap that you do not have almost everybody made. But taking into account that there is another collaborator, if we can get the 50-50, it had to be looked at as we make final decisions. Honorable Ntembu?
Honorable Chair, actually I was intent to support what you suggested, that let us give us a bit time to just look at the business so that we satisfy ourselves. Because now I think the House is already sitting, and I have a declaration to make, and we have an item in the House. I think let us take what you said.
I'm not too sure what the final decision was, Chair.
We are going with the names that we have put in.
Okay.
Right. And we'll then further consult as we have received the report. We'll also check if the IFP had any submissions to make, understanding that we're already sitting at 35. So we may get some of them in that score. We'll start with that when we convene post-plenary, just to indicate these are the names from the subcommittee. And therefore get the committee to consider.
Chair, I wonder if you could ask that the current list that we now, the 35, if you could circulate that so I can sit and trawl through again and see if I can find anyone else that we think we can't do without.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll ensure that it's circulated. Please do that with the support. With that, honourable members, and again, the subcommittee one will come back to report on a full list, including what could be additional names. Thank you.
Thank you.